struggle that I'm going through right now. And if you don't know all the pain and struggle I'm going through, you just go out there in a little bit and you can ask people and they'll tell you, okay? But just trust me, it's the greatest valley I've ever walked through in my life, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. It's the hardest thing I've ever even experienced. It's horrible. And so, you know, what to do? So I was at a funeral about 2 weeks ago. Dead people keep, you know, live people keep dying. Okay? So either I'm going to do it or somebody else is going to have to do it and be there for them. And in my despair a couple of weeks ago, you know, I'm having to get up and do a funeral. But it was a funeral. It was a service for a man that I loved like a dad. And that was Fran Lloyd. And he and I worked together for years and years and years. My dad never taught me how to saw wood, hammer a nail. He didn't know how to do it, to be honest with you. And so I never really knew. And it was a man named Fran Lloyd that came to Inglewood, Florida about 20 years ago. He was about 72 when he got here. But he was strong, smart, best carpenter I've ever known in my life. And he started spending time with me. And we started doing little projects together. And he taught me to measure things two or three times and cut it once. Taught me how to hit a nail. Amen. Gave me an appreciation for cutting things and fixing things. And so are you kidding me? In my pain, I'm not going to get up and I'm not going to have a service for this great man of God? That's insanity. Regardless of what I'm going through, he deserves me and even better than me. And so I was sitting in the funeral home in a private office. The place was packed. And I don't want to see people because I'm hurting with my own personal life. Because I know Mr. Lloyd's with Jesus. I got that one settled. He's with Miss Betty's here this morning, obviously, and just dear sweet daughter. And I love you guys. I think you already know that, right? Cool. We crossed that bridge a long time ago. But, you know, I'm sitting in that office and I'm looking over my notes. And I really didn't need any notes to talk about Mr. Lloyd. But I'm still looking over my scripture. And I come across the 23rd Psalm. And I'm sitting there, and the 23rd Psalm is a psalm I've memorized. I mean, I preached it hundreds of times at funerals and all kinds of places, but mainly at funerals. And I'm sitting in that room, and I'm hurting. I'm by myself. I'm alone. The pressure's on me. And my world has just caved in on me. It's horrible. And that 23rd Psalm, so I sat there and I thought, you know, I don't really have this thing memorized like I should. And so I sat there memorizing that Psalm. Instead of letting Satan beat on me before I need to get up before folk and be a blessing and help people, I started reading that Psalm and memorizing that Psalm. Memorizing that Psalm. Memorizing that Psalm, sitting in that room. And little did I know, that Psalm would help me walk through these days. Oh, wow, it's been incredible. I'd like to read that psalm with you, the 23rd Psalm. Let's read it together. Come on. Help me now. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's an incredible psalm. So the Lord's been working in my life with this little psalm. As many of you know, one of my favorite things to do with my wife is ride bikes. How many knew that about me? We ride all up, rode to Key West, rode across the Colorado Rockies, rode all the time. And again, I don't want to give us a downer this morning. But I was riding my bike the other day. I do a 20-mile bike ride. Doing good. And I got about 2 miles into it, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and she wasn't there. And that's the only reason I have a rearview mirror. And I went into deep depression. And I kept riding. I kept riding. And I'm sorry to do this to you. I kept riding. And I was up at Minnesota Beach, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm 10 miles from home. I'm in bad shape. I need help. I need help right now. I need some help right now. I'm 10 miles from home. You know? You know what I started doing? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But the only problem is I've only gone like 800 yards. So I started acting like a black preacher. I love black preachers. I'll tell you that right now. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And I'm riding that bike, but people are looking at him. Lord is my shepherd. Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I did that. I made sure I said each phrase at least 10 times. And if I thought I did it 9, I did it 12. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. 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 Boy, I always do about 15 miles an hour. I'm not trying to burn it up out there. Shoot, I was doing 19, 20. I'm scooting along that beach road. And you know that I made it to Middle Beach. And I was like, still got a long way to go. But here's the deal. I knew I couldn't think two thoughts at once. You can't either. You can't think two thoughts at one time. You think you can, but you can't think two thoughts at one time. It's science. It's proven. You just can't do it. Okay? So I thought, boy, I know. I know. I know. I just got to keep saying it. Then I found myself at Inglewood Beach. And then I'm coming over Tom Adams Bridge. It says, walk your bike across. That's stupid. We don't do that. You don't have to listen to that, be honest with you, because that's your road too, baby. So I rode across that bridge, and you know, I'm actually got a little smile on my face. And I say it down, you know, down 776 to South McCall, down there where I live, and I said it, boo, again, right in my garage. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And you know, yeah. I was better. I was better. Was everything fixed? No. But I was better. It's an incredible psalm. All right? Let me just talk to you about the psalm this morning. Just from my perspective. I could talk to you about this thing. I could tell you all the not all of it, but a lot of theological mess and all that. We'll let that be for another day. I just want to talk to you how the Word of God can just personally help you. Okay, and it might not mean this at all to you, but let me just tell you what it means to me. The 23rd Psalm. Let's break it up, Raj. Let's pop it up. The Lord, say it with me, is what? You know what? You know pastors are called shepherds. God has given me to you and you to me for me to shepherd you. But it doesn't mean shepherds don't get hurt. The shepherd here needs a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. If you wonder, who shepherds you, Pastor? The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He cares about me. He loves me. He believes in me. He is with me. He upholds me. He takes care of me. He didn't bring me this far to drop me on my head. He did not. He did not bring me this far where He found me in Rockingham, North Carolina. As a boy, as a hell-raising kid, he was cursing His name, and I got saved, and my drunk mama, He certainly didn't bring me this far to not be my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He claims me. Just like he told his son, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." I think Jesus feels that way about me. Does that mean I'm perfect? Are you kidding me? No, it means he's perfect. He has perfect love. He has unconditional love. He is my shepherd. Got it? Say, amen. Regardless of what I'm going through. That's why you have a shepherd. Because you're a sheep. And you're dumb and you screw up and you can't figure it all out and you're weak and you're frail and you get scared of anything. That's why I'm here, son. Amen? The Lord is my shepherd. Keep looking. Say it with me now. I shall not want. He's going to take care of me. I shall not want. If I put my trust in Him, regardless if I don't like the path or like whatever I'm faced with, that's beside the point. You're going to be okay. I'm going to take care of you. I am your shepherd. And you're not going to be in want. Boy, you can count on me. You can depend on me. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never betray you. I am always going to be there for you. You are not going to be in any want. That's pretty encouraging. I thought it was a psalm for the dying and the dead. Oh, well, it's that too, but I think it's more for us living folk, don't you say? When somebody's on the other side, they're in the very presence of God. Hallelujah. It's us people over here that are screwed up, that need help. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He is leading me. You know, and He's taking care of me. And He is, He's feeding me. You see what I'm saying? He's not me. He's not having me out in a desert place where I don't have anything to eat. No. He's got me, He's got me down in green pastures. When I realize that, when I see how good He is to me, God's a good God. God's always been good to me. Can you say that? God's always been good to me. God ain't ever been bad to me. God ain't ever been bad to me. He's always been good to me. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's who God is. Now sometimes, unfortunately, we have people. We've done it. You've done it. Other people do it to us. And sometimes we don't leave people in green pastures. Right? Say. But He does. That's my God. That's my Savior. That's my Shepherd. You're good to me, God. I'm not bitter at you. Why would I be bitter at you? You're a great God. You take care of me. And when I'm in my right mind, I still think I'm the most blessed person on the planet. When I'm in my right mind. This psalm will help keep you in your right mind. Amen? Do you ever blame God for stuff? Let me see your hands. Got mad at God? Did it do you any good? Say. No, that's a trick of the devil. It's a lie of Satan. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. How about this? Help me. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Jesus knows that I am frightened. I'm very fearful right now. He's been so good to just lead me in some calm places beside some still waters. Sheep are scared to death. They get, little brook. Yeah, it's just a little brook full. But He's just led me so tenderly, carefully, beside still waters. That's how He leads. Now, sometimes our world doesn't do that. I understand that. It shakes us up and rattles us. But when we come back to our senses, He's taking care of us. Amen? He cares about what is hurting you. He cares about what little fear that, you know, it might not be a big thing to somebody else, or it might be a huge thing. But the fact of the matter is, He wants to calm your fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And He says to you and to me, I love you. Are y'all hearing me this morning? This is what I'm getting.
He restoreth, come on, my soul.
Now that goes way back when, to when I was a hell-raising kid. And He saved me. And He took my life. And He has just made my life all over brand new. The way it ought to be. He did that for me. But you know what? My shepherd continues to do that for me. When I've got a broken soul or a broken heart, He's the one that can come in and just restore that. And He can touch you. And He's been touching me. Am I all better? No, I ain't all better. I'm screwed up. I came this morning depressed. But He restores my soul. You know why? Eight men out there waiting to pray for me in the pickup truck. And all of a sudden, got my head up. I think He cares about me, don't you say? Yes, He does. Yeah, He does. He cares about you. Praise the Lord. I mean, that's who God is. He really is this kind of God. All right? He loves you. He loves me. He restores my soul. This next little part. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He restores my soul. He wants to lead me, and He's always going to lead me in the right path. That's what He wants for my life. You know, what happens when the path turns dark? What happens when it gets crazy? You keep following Him. What's the option? Say, you're a dumb sheep. Right? Oh, I can handle it on my own. You're an idiot. Right? Say, bad junk out. What are you going to do? I just got to keep following the shepherd. Because He leads me in right places. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Well, how do you know? His name is on it. His name depends on it. That's why He's leading me in the path of righteousness. And you? Because He's holy, holy, holy. And He's good for it, good for it, good for it. And you can count on Him, count on Him, count on Him. You see what I'm saying? You mean even in dark places? When bad things happen in my life, God still cares, God still loves, God still leads? Absolutely. Otherwise, why do you need God? Say, if you're all got it all together and everything, why do you need Him? I need Him. Like the song said, I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. Got it this morning? He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Wow. You mean I can still follow you? You better follow me, son. It's rough. You know what I'm saying? All right. Don't get too far out in front of me. Isn't that nice? Psalm 23. It's crazy. We learned that. Many of y'all learned that back in school when you were a kid, didn't you? Say, didn't even know what it meant. This psalm's incredible. It almost means whatever you need it to mean. Whatever you're going through, because the Lord is my shepherd. You see what I'm saying? It's incredible. Yea, help me now. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What's that talking about? The shepherd leads us and leads his sheep into valleys. It happens. I've been to the Holy Land so many. I've been 12 times to the Holy Land. I actually spent extended stays out there in the desert. I've stayed in tents. That don't make me an expert, but I've actually stayed with shepherds and crazy people. You know? But the point of the matter is, if you know the terrain over there, it's rocky, it's hilly, there's not a lot of grass in a lot of places. You have to actually take the sheep through crazy places to get to the green pastures. And there's some treacherous valleys that the shepherd leads the sheep through. And I mean, I know the poor little sheep must think he's going to his demise. There's no way we can go in there and I can come out on the other side. There's no way. It's too dark. It's too hard. It's awful. There's no way we can do that. And the shepherd says, it is the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm with you. And that makes everything different. Amen? You're right. If you go through that valley of that shadow of death by yourself, you're going to be somebody's lunch. But if you follow me and know that I'm leading you in right places because my name's on it, We're going to come out on the other side. Just hush. Shh. Amen? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Looks terrible. Awful. Painful. Horrible. You feel like a dead man walking. Keep walking. I went and saw the movie True Grit this week. Oh, by the way, on that horrible bike ride I had, I was scared. Before Psalm 23, Roger called me. Said, hey, Pastor, we want you to go see True Grit with us. When can you get over here? I said, I'm way out here, but I think I can make it, you know, in less than an hour or so. So I went and saw True Grit after the Psalm 23 experience on a bicycle. Amen? Man, you got to have some of that in the valley, right? Say, if you haven't seen that movie True Grit, you ought to take a little money, go see the movie. It's great. It's great. It'll help you. Yeah, there's a few bad words. You'll get over it. Here we go. Say that with me. I will fear no evil. Come on. I will fear no evil. One more time. I will fear no evil. I'm scared. It's horrible. It's terrifying. How can I fear no evil? Say it with me. For thou art with me. Now, if you're running this thing alone, you ought to be scared. Oh, yeah. There are all kinds of things out there that can absolutely devastate you, eat your lunch, cause you to want to jump off a bridge, kill somebody. It just make you go crazy. That's what happens in life sometimes. But you can make it. And God's been telling me, Gary with two R's, you can make it. Okay? Why? How can I make it? Because you belong to me. I'm with you. And that's not a message just for me. That's a message for you. That's your psalm. He's your shepherd. You mean I can go through that valley and not fear? And to be honest with you, that's not where I'm at. I'm really frightened and scared. But I'll tell you what. When the Scripture kicks in and when I really can get it on my mind and in my heart real solid, and I can be saying it where an evil thought or a fearful thought can't happen, you know what? My fear is dispelled. Even if it's just for a moment or for an hour or for 15 minutes. And that lets me know He really, really, really is with me. He really cares for me. And I can make it. And you can make it. You hearing me this morning? Got to finish here. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff is for the sheep as well, for sure. That staff to help pull that sheep out and that rod. But you know something else that rod and that staff is for? When I walk through that valley of the shadow of death, I can see my shepherd has that rod and that staff. And if something comes out after me and is going to get me, He's ready to pop them upside the head. You understand? That gives me comfort. That I don't have a lily-white God. I've got a God who is strong and mighty and powerful and awesome and incredible. And He can take care of me. And that rod and that staff, when I see that, that lets me know I'm a sheep. I'm weak. Vengeance is not mine. That's not what I'm supposed to be about. That ain't who I am, and I can't do it anyway. I'm a sheep, man. I got to follow the shepherd. But I know one thing. He's got that rod and He's got that staff, and He's going to use that thing if He needs to. And that brings me a lot of comfort. Doesn't it, you say? I get comfort from that. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What does that mean? Well, that sheep's going through that valley. You can't see around you what's here or what's there, but you know the wolf is lurking over here. And the hyena might be over here lurking to just eat that poor little sheep's lunch. But that shepherd's with us. And you know what he does? He says, supper time. You mean in the valley? We're going to eat? Of course we're going to eat. You crazy? Yeah. He prepares a table before me while my enemies are looking on, licking their chops, wanting to eat me. But they're having to watch me eat. Y'all hearing me today? Enemies looking on, wanting to eat me, and they having to sit there and watch me eat. That's what that means to me. I've wondered, what does that mean in Scripture? I think it can probably mean a lot, but that's what it means to me right now. The enemy is out there. As long as I stay with Jesus and He stays with me, the enemy, all he can do is really look on at me and lick his chops and watch me eat. That's pretty good. That'll preach. Now, if we was in a black church, it'd be a pout hollering right now. I'm telling you that right now. Here we go. Thou anointest my head with oil. The shepherd will take a salve and put on the sheep's head, rub it all over his head. It ain't too pretty, but it keeps the gnats and the bugs out of his eyes and stuff. See, there's not just enemies out here. There's enemies in here. And that's what's been killing me. But the Lord said to me in this beautiful psalm, I've given you my Holy Spirit, my Holy Word, and it's going to take care of those enemies of your mind and those gnats and those things that, oh man, you know. He's going to take care of that. Thou anointest my head with what? Oil. And then this part right here. Say that with me. My cup runneth. Are you kidding me? You know what that means to me? Here's what that means to me. Because of my valley, because of my pain, God has unleashed on me a love from people that I've never known. I've never seen in my life. I get 5 to 10 letters every day, maybe 15. Cards, emails, phone calls, text messages, technology stuff I don't even know how to use. God's people, their love runs over on me. It's just been running over. 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 Even though I'm hurting and I'm struggling, my cup runs over. That's the truth. My cup runs over. Does it mean I ain't in a valley? No! It just means my cup runs over. Sue me. Can't help it. Amen? The love of God, I almost fell off stage. The love. Now that'd be funny right there. Amen. Listen. My cup runs over. I've always been a person, I think, many last years for sure, that love people, love people, love people, hug necks, reach out, touch people, love people. I love doing that. But you know what? I've even got into some kind of warp mode now on loving people. I don't want to just reach a hand out or hug a little neck. Man, I've just enjoyed holding people. I bought a kayak the other day. I don't even know the man. Don't even know the man. He says, I've been sober 25 years. And he said, I speak for AA and I travel around. He's about 10 years older than me. Up in Sarasota. Don't even know this man. I just want to buy his kayak. But you know what? We had such a good time together. And you know it's a good time if I don't try to talk him down. I gave him full price. That's rare. And I don't recommend doing that, by the way. But anyway, and you know what? When I got done, I put my arm around him. And here's a guy I don't even know. And I just prayed for him. And I thank Jesus for this man. What an incredible testimony. You're going around and telling people about the power of Christ and how He has delivered you from this awful thing. And wow, you're able to help other people. And when I got done with him, he's got tears running down his face. And he says to me, I'm coming to your church some Sunday. I'm going to drive all the way down there and go to church with you. Normally, I would have talked him down. Normally, I'd have been nice and kind, like we ought to be, but I wouldn't have entered into his life. So through my times my cup's running over. That's crazy, ain't it? Say. The 23rd Psalm. Let's finish it. Help me. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm going to remember, and I ain't out of this thing. I'm in it right now. But I know I'm going to remember as I make it out. I'm going to always say, you know what? Goodness and mercy going to follow me all my life. I can't get away from goodness and mercy. They're going to follow me all the days of my life. For the rest of my life, you've taught me and you're teaching me. And I ain't there yet. But you're teaching me that you're my shepherd. The shepherd needs a shepherd. Come on. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Is that a great psalm? That psalm's for the living, isn't it? Amen. Come on. Let's give it up for some praise for the psalm. Amen. Amen. Let's stand on up. Now, I hope you didn't get depressed this morning. The way I've always been able to talk best to you people is talking to you out of my heart. And right now, I've got a broken, aching heart. But you know what? The beautiful thing of a broken, aching heart is you can speak out of it as well. And you can probably touch more people because we're in a world of broken, aching hearts. So you take this psalm with you today. Amen. Is the Lord your shepherd? He is not your shepherd unless you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. See, there's a shepherd out there. He's a hireling, basically. He's not even a shepherd. That's the devil. He doesn't care about you. But Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. By me, if any man will enter in, he'll find rest and he'll go in and out and find pasture. But you have to make that choice to say yes to Jesus Christ. He did it all, wants to love you, died on the cross for you. But have you said, Lord, I want you to be my shepherd. I believe in you. Let's do that today before we leave. If you've never done that, I hope you'll do that with me today. Let's tell him we believe in him today. Would you say it out loud with me? Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. I know I've messed up. I admit that. I own that. I'm sorry for that. And I ask for your forgiveness. And Jesus, I want you to know that I believe in you. I want you to be my good shepherd. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you rose from the dead for me. And I'm putting my faith in you, Jesus. And not a hireling, not the devil. He is not my shepherd anymore. I put my faith in you, Jesus Christ. You are the good shepherd. Help me, Lord, I pray, to follow you, regardless of the path. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord for a great day at Fellowship Church in the first service. I really appreciate you being here. Amen.